David, your thoughts on what was a very positive, friendly game here against Hearts today?
Listen, it was certainly a well worthy occasion. It was a game that we needed coming off the back of the European games. It gives us a look at a really good side who play in the Scottish League, who play similar sort of fashion, similar sort of football, where there's a lot of rotations, a lot of forward runners. Before we play Celtic next week, so it was certainly a worthwhile occasion, a worthwhile game, and we took a lot of positives out of it, even though we lost the game.
We took the lead, Jimmy Mulgrew. It was looking good at that point, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, we didn't have much of possession. Something that we spoke to our players about, we're going to have to be organised and disciplined because Hearts are a good side with good players. But we needed to, learn today about what way we're going to play next week against Celtic. We changed the team quite a bit and give people the opportunities and the options to come off and get some minutes. So we had a look at quite a few things, which again, it's always worthwhile, especially in pre-season.
Great game time for the entire squad, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, they all got game time today. Tried to reward, especially the lads who travelled away to San Marino last week and didn't get any game time, to try and get some minutes under their belt today. And any game or training session is always an opportunity for somebody to impress and say you come away and I'll get the head together with the staff during the week and we'll go through what we feel is the best formation and the best team and the best players to go and play Celtic here next Friday night.
Great turnout, isn't it? I mean, for a friendly game, but the weather was good, it's a Saturday, attractive opposition, and Hearts brought a good few.
Yeah, they did.
As well.
Credit to them, brilliant. Again, we had quite a few Linfield supporters because it's one of those, games in between the Celtic games. I know the expense, some of the supporters went to San Marino, so there's a lot of expense. Sometimes people don't enjoy friendlies too much. They'd rather wait for the real thing, the hustle and bustle of our own league. So, credit to the supporters that did turn up today, and credit to the Hearts as a football club and the supporters today and the staff for giving them the opportunity of playing.
And a lot of local interest with Aaron Hughes and Kyle Lafferty in their team as well.
Yeah, Michael Smith also. So it's good for the local, our local Linfield supporters, I would imagine, are huge Northern Ireland supporters too. So give them another chance to see Kyle, Aaron and Michael. So Kyle didn't score, unfortunately or unfortunately for Kyle, but Kyle will be a good signer for Hearts, and when he's fit and he's on it, he'll certainly score goals throughout the season for him.
The game sort of fell perfectly, didn't it? We were in San Marino on Tuesday night, mm-hmm. and then the Celtic is on the Friday, so this was just a perfect warm-up against the right sort of opposition at the right time, wasn't it?
I know, you would actually almost think that the staff actually know what they're doing. So, good opportunity to go and play Hearts, and say they play in a similar sort of manner, the way they rotate their midfield players and their front player with the two wide players. So give us a look at it. We, without disrespecting or underestimating Hearts, I would imagine Celtic will be ahead of what we even seen today. So we'll need to be at our best, we'll need to be at our maximum and probably a little more, bit more. And hopefully Celtic underperform and we go out and put it right up to them.
It's a massive occasion, it's a historic occasion. First time we've played them, the ticket sales are going great. There's so much interest in all the papers on the TV. How do you focus your mind on what is, after all, a game of football?
Because I'm the manager and I have to. If I get caught up in the hysteria and the hype and everything else that goes with it. One thing it is, it's a game of football. Anything outside of that, I don't care about. That'll be taken care of by other people. But the players will be prepared, and they say I'm certainly under no illusion how difficult it's going to be. The players will understand that during the week. It is a game of football after all. Sometimes people outside of here want to make it a wee bit more of that because it's Linfield and it's at Celtic and we're playing at Windsor and we're playing at Belfast at the time of the month. But if everybody just lets people get on with it, the game will come and go. And I'm sure everything will pass off okay. And more importantly for me, the hysteria built around it. Hopefully, the players will be certainly well prepared. What we need to be doing here next Friday and when we return to Scotland on the Wednesday.
You'll have a few sleepless nights, no doubt, picking the team to keep Celtic out after their record last year.
Yeah, Celtic are, and again, I'll make this statement that I know I've probably taken a little bit of sort of flack over the years for being or saying or doing or whatever else, but I have a huge amount of respect for not only Brendan Rodgers, the job and the staff, but Celtic as a football club. They're former European champions winners. They have huge pedigree, they have huge numbers of supporters, not only in our own country, in Scotland, but throughout the world. So it's a massive, massive game for this club and one that I can't wait for.
And it goes without saying, David, that the best wishes of everyone with the best interests of Linfield Football Club at heart wish you all the very best for what is a mouth-watering game to look forward to.
It certainly is. Cheers, only.
Cheers, David.
All right.